This is NPR.
U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice landed in Afghanistan today. She's there along with her British counterpart, David Miliband, to try to shore up NATO support for its mission there. They flew into Kabul from London, where Rice spoke to leaders from NATO countries about the need for them to send more troops to continue to fight the insurgency in Afghanistan.
This is a different fight than NATO was structured to do. It's taken some time. It may take some more time.
The U.S. and Britain are urging other NATO members to share more of the combat burden in southern Afghanistan, where the Taliban insurgency is strongest. Currently, Canada, Britain, and the U.S. are doing most of the heavy combat missions. Rice and Miliband flew from Kabul to Kandahar in the south. Canada has threatened to remove its combat forces in that region unless NATO supplies about 2,000 reinforcements. U.S. military officials have released a video showing what appears to be young boys training to participate in terrorist activities. Pentagon officials showed the video at a press conference yesterday. It's believed to be part of a propaganda tape made by the group Al-Qaeda in Mesopotamia, the homegrown Iraqi extremist group the U.S. says is organized by foreign elements. In the tape, a group of children dressed in black t-shirts and face masks brandish AK-47s and run towards an unarmed man on a bicycle, shouting at him to put his hands behind his back. The U.S. military got a hold of the video in December in Diyala province. Military officials say they believe the tapes are used during terrorist training exercises for children. A major scientific study on diabetes has been called off after dozens of participants died from low blood sugar levels. For decades, medical experts believed that the best way to treat type 2 diabetes was to lower a patient's blood sugar. But this study found that lowering blood sugar levels to what is considered normal for healthy people proved deadly for others. The study shocked U.S. researchers and was immediately called to a halt. At least 170 million people are estimated to have diabetes, a number that's predicted to at least double by the year 2030. And one of the greatest centers in the history of the NBA is switching sides. The Miami Heat yesterday traded 14-time All-Star Shaquille O'Neal to the Phoenix Suns. In return, the Suns gave up one of their most versatile players, Sean Marion. Here's NPR's Tom Goldman.
Shaquille O'Neal turns 36 next month, and his 7-foot-1-inch, 325-pound body is starting to break down with recent knee and hip injuries. The Suns are the NBA standard bearers for fast-paced basketball, so why would they trade one of their most talented speedsters, Sean Marion, for an aging behemoth? Probably the biggest reason, Phoenix may have been the most exciting team over the past few years, but during that time, the Suns haven't won a championship, in part because they lack the dominating inside player that most of their Western Conference rivals have. This week, the Los Angeles Lakers traded for 7-foot power forward Pau Gasol. NBA experts say that prompted Phoenix to make a play for O'Neal. The Suns are betting O'Neal will be energized by leaving a Miami team with the league's worst record and coming to a title contender.
That was NPR's Tom Goldman reporting, and that is the news. You can find it always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.